podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, lads. What a day, eh? The day we've been waiting for all these years. The big moment. The stage is set. The stage is built. Jordan Henderson later will get the Premier League trophy in his hands after all of these years. He also got something else in his hands this week, which was the Embodiment of Liverpool Football Club Award, voted for by you Anfield Rap listeners. Thanks for taking part in that vote. Jordan Henderson won, and won by a landslide. Myself and Neil Atkinson went down to Anfield this week to speak to Jordan about the award, about being the captain, and about winning the title for Liverpool after this 30-year wait.
I think captains come in all forms. You know, I think people lead in different ways. So when I took over the captain's role of Stevie, I never once thought that I was replacing him, or I wanted to be a better captain. Or I knew that there's only ever one Steven Gerrard at this football club. He's so special, so unique, and what he'd done in his career, no one else will ever do, really. And there's no getting away from that. There's no hiding from that. I knew that, but for me, it wasn't about that. You know, I've been given the role for a reason. And for me, it was about doing everything I could to help the team become better, lead by example, and help the players in any way I could, you know, be there for them all the time. I knew what it meant as a responsibility as a football club as well. So I knew it was a big ask, but at the same time, I felt confident enough that, yeah, not to get caught up on what everybody else would be thinking about Stevie, but just to concentrate on what was important, and that was what I could control within the dressing room and training and leading by example and helping the players around us and helping the team become better. That's all my focus was on, really. And in terms of Trent, I think he knows this football club better than anyone, you know, so I don't need to tell him how much it means to the fans and what you need to do to become a leader of this football club. Because I wear the armband on a Saturday, there's so many other leaders within the team, and we're leading different ways, but we're just as important as each other, you know. I may get all the glory of leading this team and lifting the trophy, but actually, behind the scenes, it's not just me, you know. There's so many other players that lead by example and have helped lead this group to this point. So, yeah, I think leaders come in all different forms, and you lead in different ways. The way that I try and lead will be totally different to the way maybe Trent does, or he will in the future, or the way Stevie did when he was here. Totally different ways. So it's about just, yeah, finding the right thing for you and improving, growing as a person, growing as a player, but ultimately knowing the responsibility of the football club and giving everything you can for it and the team as well. And if you do that, then you can have no regrets. And I think, yeah, there's plenty of leaders within our team, so I could go through and they all lead in different ways, and that is really important. A successful team, you know, if you look at really successful teams, you can see they've got 4, 5, 6 minimum leaders within that group. And I certainly look at us now, and we've certainly got that. We've got young players coming through, like likes of Trent, Robbo, who are young players, but also leaders in their own way, and they'll just develop and grow, and that'll develop itself. But I'll be really looking forward to seeing them mature and grow even more and improve even more. But it's down to me and a few more of the lads to demand and set the right example for them players to follow, and I'll try and do that as best I can.
Okay, that was a little snippet from our interview with Jordan Henderson. 20-odd minutes we had with the skipper at Anfield, and he was fantastic. A sound fella, as well as everything else. A good footballer and a top man. If you want to listen to the whole thing, subscribe to The Anfield Rap. It's theanfieldrap.com/subscribe, and you can listen to the whole interview. Whatever you're doing tonight, enjoy yourself. Up the Reds.
Sports Social Podcast Network.